you're not to take from this sermon that it's your God-ordained role to go over to your neighbor and point out all the darkness in their life. You're not to kind of get your sinometer and go down to work and, you know, I need to point this out to you because the sermon on Sunday was how I'm supposed to expose darkness. No, the only person you should be pointing a finger at is yourself. Not to us, but to your
name be the glory. Yes! Thank you for joining us on Truth That Changes Lives. Pastor J.P. Jones is the senior pastor of Crossline Community Church in Laguna Hills, California, and a professor in biblical studies at Biola University. Today on Truth That Changes Lives, Pastor J.P. will be giving us a message from a series entitled Live in Large. Let's listen in as J.P. delivers the message, Living in the Light.
If you have your Bibles, I invite you to open to Ephesians chapter 5. We're going to continue in our study of Ephesians chapter 4 and 5, talking about living large. The fact that God has called us to live new life in Jesus Christ. And this morning we're going to talk about living in the light. Wait, how many Bible verses are there that talk about the light and the contrast between light and darkness and the new life that is characterized by light? Boy, this is a theme both in the Old Testament and the New Testament. This is a theme that Jesus used to teach this principle of new life, and it's here in Ephesians chapter 5. Paul in Ephesians 4 and 5 is giving us a picture of the life that flows out of our new identity in Jesus Christ. He takes the first three chapters of Ephesians and talks about how we have new spiritual life, a new position, and we've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in Jesus Christ. And then in chapters 4 and 5, he calls us to live a life that's consistent with that new identity. And here in chapter 5, he talks about living in the light. Ephesians chapter 5, starting at verse 5. For of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a man as an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be partners with them, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible. For it is light that makes everything visible. That's why it is said, wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. That's the way I greet my children every morning. Wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, Christ will shine on you. Boy, this passage is talking about light, living in the light, and the contrast between light and darkness. And as we were able to see through the very scriptures that were up on the screen, this is a theme throughout the whole Bible. So let me make some observations and walk through this passage so that we can see how this can make a difference in the way we live today. Because God has a life for us. It's a full life. And it's really the life we've been looking for. And it's being described here as living in the light. Here's my first observation. There is a difference between light and darkness. I mean, we know that. We can be in our homes and come in after being out, and we walk in and it's just pitch black. And you turn on the light and all of a sudden things start to come into focus. We remember when we were kids, you know, kind of being afraid of the dark. Maybe if you have children, they're going through that season, that period of life where there's kind of they're afraid when it's dark. They're not afraid when it's light. There's just something different about light and darkness. There's a contrast. And the Bible picks up on this and says there's an old life that's apart from God, that's separated from God, that has a value system in antithesis to God, and that's darkness. And then there's this new life. A life of hope and forgiveness and goodness and righteousness and truth. A life that's consistent with God and His character and His attributes. And that's in the light. And so we live in a world that has both darkness and light. And they are in contrast to each other. And what this passage is exhorting us is that as new people in Christ, we've been taken out of the darkness into the light. And so we ought to live out of what's really true about us, which is Christ's light within us. Now, this passage here in Ephesians 5 says that not only are darkness and light in antithesis to each other, both darkness and light produce a certain kind of fruit. There are the fruits of darkness and there's the fruit of the light. When someone's in the darkness, there's a life characteristic that is demonstrated that's consistent with the darkness. Whereas when someone's in the light, there's a life characteristic that's consistent with the light. I don't want you all over here to feel like you're the dark people, because I keep coming over here when I talk about darkness and coming over here talking about light. Now, the darkness, you see, can overtake you, but the light, oh, it's awesome. There's an obvious contrast between light and darkness. Jesus said this in John chapter 3. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what he has done has been wrought through God. Jesus said that he's the light that comes into the world, and his light challenges and exposes the darkness in people's hearts. And people have one of two options. Some people are compelled by the light to come into the light, and it dissipates and dispels all the darkness in their life, and their life is demonstrated to having been energized by God himself. Other people, upon facing that light, move back further and further into the darkness because they don't want that stuff exposed. They don't want to have to deal with the real stuff of their life. There's a difference between light and darkness. John the Apostle, in his letter of 1 John, says this: "This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there's no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in darkness, we lie, and we don't live by the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, continually cleanses us from all sin." You see, there's a difference between light and darkness. There's a difference between walking or living in the light and walking or living in the darkness. God is in the light, and when we live in fellowship with God, when we live in communion with God, when we live in relationship with God, we're living in the light. In the continuing saga of JP's jacuzzi ministry, I had a recent conversation at the gym. I'm sitting in the jacuzzi. Guy comes out, and he just has tattoos like all over his body. And he sits down, and we start talking, and I said, "Man, where'd you get all the tattoos?" And he said, "I got them at this place over in Laguna Beach." And he starts telling me about the different tattoos, and he's pointing them out and when he got them and what they represented. On this shoulder, he had a tattoo, went about the middle of his arm all the way up to the top of his trap up here, and it was a tattoo of Jesus. And then in equidistance on this side was a tattoo of a demon. And I said, "Man, you're like Animal House. You know that scene where the guy's upstairs and the angel pops up on one side and the demon pops up on the other?" He starts laughing. I said, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, what's that all about?" And he goes, "Well, it's just a kind of a reminder to me that there are these two forces in the world. And I'm always living in between those two forces." And I said, "You know what? You are a living illustration of human nature." And he said, "What do you mean?" I go, "Well, you know, you got Jesus over here, and you got the demon over here. You got good, you got evil." I go, "Man, that's true of every person. Everybody has both good and evil in their hearts." So we start talking about spiritual things. And in the course of that conversation, I said to him, "Now, why'd you pick Jesus and why'd you pick the demon?" This is what he said: "Jesus represents the light. The demon represents the darkness." People just know. People just know there's a contrast. There's a difference between light and darkness. And you know what? We know. We know. And what Jesus is telling us, what the Word of God is telling us here in Ephesians chapter 5, is that we've been taken out of darkness into light. And because we've been taken out of darkness into light, we ought to live in the light. We ought to live out of what's really true about us, because we are children of light. So first observation is there's a difference between light and darkness. Second observation is we are light in the Lord. That's our new standing before God, our new position before God. Verse 8 says, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light." You see, the call of Scripture is to live out of our new identity in Jesus Christ. If the call of this passage was just, "You're in darkness, but live like you're in the light," that would just be religion. That would just be try to become a better person. Try to experience moral reformation. Try to live up to this religious standard. Just try the best you can to get yourself out of the darkness and live like you're in the light. That's what a lot of people think the Christian message is, but it's not. It says in this passage, we were once in darkness, but now we are light. So because we are light, we're to live as children of light. You see, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, the truest thing about you is what? What God says is true. And what does God say is true? You are light in the Lord. You're light. That step, which may seem like a small step of faith out of the darkness into a personal relationship with Christ, that opening of our heart to say yes to Jesus Christ, that crossing the line in becoming a Christian and owning Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, that changes everything with respect to our spiritual standing before God. Because before we were in the darkness, and now we are in the light, and what God says is we are light in the Lord. In fact, Jesus says the same thing in Matthew chapter 5. Jesus said this, "You're the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." The Apostle Paul said this was kind of the call that God gave to him as he was to be a proclaimer of the good news about Christ. Paul says in Acts chapter 26 that God sent me to open the eyes and to turn people from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Here in Ephesians, Paul is speaking about what has actually taken place. He said, you used to be in the darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. You see, how we see ourselves is huge with respect to the kind of spiritual experience that we have. When we see ourselves as God sees us, we see that we are no longer in the darkness. We're in the light. We see that we have been taken from the domain of Satan into the kingdom of God's Son, Jesus Christ. We see that we used to just have an old life, but now we've received a new life. And so we have all the spiritual resources to live new life. I can live in the light because God has changed me on the inside and put His light on the inside. And that's true of you too, if you've embraced Jesus as your Savior. See, it says this in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. It says, "The God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving, so they might not see the hope of the light of the glory of God as seen in the face of Christ. For God, who said, 'Let there be light,' has shown His light in our hearts through Jesus Christ." Think about that, because what the Apostle Paul is doing is he is comparing this unbelievable act of creation when God said, "Let there be light," and guess what? There was light. He's comparing that with what happens in every person's heart when they believe in Jesus Christ and when they turn to Jesus Christ. And in the same way that God out of nothing and out of darkness created light, out of the darkness of our hearts, He creates the light of Jesus Christ. That's true for you if you know Jesus Christ. You may not feel like it's true. You may not sense that you always live up to that truth, but it is true because God says it's true. It's true because God says it's true. So as a believer in Christ, I am light in the Lord. As a believer in Jesus Christ, if that's what's true about you, you are light in the Lord. And so based on that, Paul exhorts us to live as children of light. You see, we need to know... We need to know who we are. We need to know what's true about us. We maybe need to recognize that some of the things we've been thinking about ourselves, it's just stinking thinking. It's not true. You remember what Jesus said in John chapter 8? "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." You've heard me say this before. I just think this is a fundamental biblical truth. Truth sets us free. Lies keep us in bondage. Truth sets us free. Lies keep us in bondage. And so if we are believing lies, that becomes the ceiling or the sticking point of our spiritual transformation. But the truth is like a breakthrough into freedom. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So what God says in respect to the truth of this passage is, you are light in the Lord. Everything that you need to live a life that pleases God and blesses other people, you have because you are light in the Lord. Everything that you need to break out of darkness to fully live out this life of light, you have because you are light in the Lord. You're not in the darkness anymore. You're in the light because of what Jesus Christ has done for you and the transformation that's taken place in your heart. So there's a difference between light and darkness. We are light in the Lord, Third observation is that living in the light means we pursue the light. Living in the light means we pursue the light. It says this, verse 8 of Ephesians chapter 5. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. See, it just makes sense. I'm not in the darkness anymore. I'm in the light. Being in the light means I'm in fellowship and relationship with God. I ought to live in the light. And what does that mean? I mean to find out what pleases God. We're called to pursue the new life that's ours, to express it. Because there's a big difference between walking around in darkness than there is in walking around the light. You know? You know that if you ever got up in the middle of the night and, you know, went to go get a glass of water, went to go to the restroom, and that coffee table that you could have sworn was further that way all of a sudden jumps out and kicks your little toe. Boom! Oh, man! Now, you wouldn't do that in the light, but you're prone to do it in the darkness. Because there's a difference between walking around in the darkness versus walking around in the light. And there's a difference in our lives, far more seriously, when we walk around in darkness from when we walk around in the light. When we discover our new nature, we're to pursue the things that are consistent with that new nature. It says in verse 9, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. We are to find out what pleases the Lord. You say, well, JP, how do I do that? Well, why don't you ask him? It's very simple. Why don't you ask him? God is not playing some cosmic hide-and-go-seek game, and he's in the best hiding place, and you're never going to find him. In fact, he's promised, you shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. He says in Jeremiah chapter 33, call to me, and I will answer you, and I'll show you great and mighty things that you've not heard about. We can ask God to show us what pleases him. We can ask God to show us what it means to walk in the light, and you know what? He'll show us. We can read his word because it's God already speaking to us. It's God's directions that have already been written down for the path of the light. And so we can discover that path in his word. We can hang out with the people that are living in the light. I mean, among this congregation, there are many, 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 many people who are really living in the light. We can hang out with them and find out how they're living in the light, and live the way they're living. You see, we have been called, we've been commanded to live out the new life that's ours. And living in the light means that we're to pursue after the light. One last observation. I mean, this is a simple message, but it's so practical to every part of our life. It's practical to our marriages, it's practical to our parenting, it's practical to our handling of our finances, it's practical to the way we spend our time, it's practical to our thought life, it's practical to our relationship with our friends, it's practical to our career, it's practical to every part of our life. Why? Because there's a difference between darkness and light. And we're either living in the darkness or we're living in the light. And God says the amazing message of his salvation is that he's taken us out of darkness into the light, and so he says, now live as children of light. So living in the light means we pursue the light. Lastly, living in the light means we turn from darkness. Have nothing, this is Ephesians 5, verses 11 to 14, have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. For it's shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for it is light that makes everything visible. This is why it said, wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. You see, we're commanded to live as children of light, and that means that we're to have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness. The command here is a variation off the word for fellowship. The word for fellowship in the New Testament is the word koinonia, and this is the word soon koinonia. Soon is a preposition that means together with, or in participation with, and then it's been formed into an imperative, a command. And so the command is, don't partake and have fellowship and any place together with the fruitless deeds of darkness. Don't allow the deeds of darkness to be in any kind of partnership with you. Instead, turn to the light, because the light exposes darkness. Now, don't take from this that I'm saying you have a license now, in fact, a mandate to be pointing out all the darkness in people's life. You're not to take from this sermon that it's your God-ordained role to go over to your neighbor and point out all the darkness in their life. You're not to kind of get your sinometer and go down to work and, you know, I need to point this out to you because the sermon on Sunday was how I'm supposed to expose darkness. No. The only person you should be pointing a finger at is yourself. That great theologian, Michael Jackson, had it right. You know, I'm starting with the man in the mirror. That's where you got to start. Notice what this passage says. Light exposes darkness. In fact, and some of you probably know this much better than I do in terms of the actual science behind it, there really is no such thing as darkness. Darkness is not an entity. Light is. We think of darkness and all it really is absence of light. We measure light. You can't measure darkness. So the key is this. I'm not to be on some mission to point out and expose the darkness. I need to be on a passionate pursuit of the light. And as I live more and more in the light of Christ in me dispels darkness. Isn't that good? See, my focus needs to be pursuing after Jesus Christ. I need to get as close to Jesus Christ as I can because He's the light. He's the light of the world, and it says in John 1, He enlightens every man. And as I get closer to Jesus, that's what it means to walk in the light. Walking in the light means to have fellowship with Jesus Christ. When I have fellowship with Jesus Christ, and every part of my life is made open and bare before Christ, His light in me dispels the darkness around me. That's what Jesus was talking about in Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that others see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Gosh, this is just a simple message, but it is so profound because we all struggle with darkness. We're like the guy in the jacuzzi, you know? We got Jesus and we got the demon and we're kind of listening to both voices and trying to decide what to do. We shouldn't have the demon tattoo on us at all because we're out of darkness now and we're into the light. And we just need to put our eyes on Jesus Christ and keep putting one foot in front of the other, following after Him, walking in the light, pursuing our relationship with Jesus Christ, opening up all the parts of our life to His light, allowing His light to dispel any darkness in us, and then as His light shines in us and through us, being the light that dispels darkness around us. That's being a world changer, but it starts with us by living in the light.
What a great message for all of us today. Pastor JP provides us with great insight. That is why we'd like to make it available to you on CD. Just get in touch and mention today's date. We'll send it your way for just $5. Or if you'd like to support this ministry, you can write us at Truth That Changes Lives, 23331 Moulton Parkway, Laguna Hills, California, 92653. Or give us a call at 949-916-0250. That's 949-916-0250. For your gift of $25 or more, we will send you a signed copy of JP's new book, Facing Goliath. Please join us every Sunday at 9 or 11 a.m. at Crossline Church in Laguna Hills. The address is 23331 Moulton Parkway, Laguna Hills, California, 92653. Or check us out on the web at crosslinechurch.com. We're going to get to the address and phone number again in a moment. But before we do that, Pastor JP, do you have any insight from today's message?
Thanks, Greg. The Bible says that we have been called to light. Jesus Christ lives in our lives. He's the light of the world, and He's actually made us light. It says that we are light in the Lord, and we are to live as children of light. You know, the light represents all that's true about God, His grace, His power, His righteousness, His truth. That's now true of us in Christ, because Christ is in us, and we've been made new people. And because that's true, we ought to live that out. Our words, our thoughts, our actions need to reflect light. That's what's true about you as a Christ follower. Would you thank God that that's true and ask Him to live it out in you? Lord Jesus, thank You that You've made me a child of light. Thank You that Your light is in me. Help me walk in the light because You are in the light. In Jesus' name, amen.
We want to help you in your relationship with Christ. Please get in touch with us at Truth That Changes Lives, 23331 Moulton Parkway, Laguna Hills, California, 92653. Or call us at 949-916-0250. On the internet, you will find us at crosslinechurch.com. We hope to see you at one of our services every Sunday at our new campus in Laguna Hills. For more information and directions, please go to crosslinechurch.com. Please join us next time on Truth That Changes Lives. The cross before.